Now it's time to play Good Thing, Bad Thing. Because every story has a flip side. It's been a hot summer all over our northern hemisphere, especially tough on countries not used to sweltering in this weather like the UK. The summer in the United Kingdom has been the driest on record. The gardens and lawns, oh, they've all dried up. What could possibly be good in all of that? Well, my next guest, an aerial archaeologist, says it's been a good summer for finding things buried deep beneath the ground. Dr. Robert Booley is director of endangered archaeology in the Middle East and Northern Africa at the University of Oxford in Oxford. Welcome to Science Friday.
Hello, hi.
So this weather is actually good news for archaeologists.
Well, it's good news for aerial archaeologists in that we can get into aeroplanes, use drones, and take photographs of sites that we would otherwise not be able to see. We might get a hint of them from the ground, but you've got to get into the air to get the pattern of them and see these sites that, because of the exceptional weather, are showing up in grass and the various crops in a way that really only happens once every 10 or 20 years, but this has been an exceptionally dry year, so it's fantastic news for us.
So you mean as the ground dries out, the other stuff you can see coming up in it sort of visually through the ground?
Yes. I mean, so particularly for parch marks, when the grass above a wall, for example, it's obviously looking for water and nutrients, but it's because it's above a wall, it can't find them. So it just sort of dies above that wall, and therefore you get it as a yellow mark, and the surrounding area is green. And then in a wheat crop or a barley crop, you get the crops above a ditch where there's more nutrients and more water stay greener for longer. So you get a dark mark with a yellow area around it. And we can see sites that date from 2,000 or 3,000 BC, or they might even just relate to the Second World War. So it's fantastic because you get archaeology from the 20th century right back to 5,000 BC. So it's great.
So you're all up there flying around. Now you're documenting these things as well as you can.
Well, at the moment, because it's now August, most of the crops are off. So that's what the people in England, Wales, Scotland have been doing and undertaking the aerial reconnaissance. I tend to now, as you said in your introduction, work in the Middle East and North Africa, so it's slightly different for me, but I used to do this all the time in England, and we used to pray for summers like this and hope that we would get a hot, dry summer. And the last one everybody casts their mind back to is 1976. Right. And we've had other dry summers in between, but nothing on the scale of this. It's been hotter and drier for longer than we can possibly remember.
Yeah, I've been following that. What, have folks found anything so far? What kinds of things are popping up?
It's a whole range of things. From in Ireland, they found another henge monument in the prehistoric henge monument and passage grave in the Boyne Valley. There have been numerous prehistoric enclosures, circular enclosures, square enclosures, found in Wales and all throughout England and Scotland. And the problem is there's so many photographs being taken. You have to take seize the moment and take the photographs. It then takes a long time to actually begin to assess it. And I remember in 1989 when we had a really dry summer, it took us many months, if not into the following year, before we'd been able to look at all the photographs and see what it is that had been discovered. So it's going to take some time before the real impact is known, but it is literally hundreds, if not thousands, of new sites. And information about sites that we know, added information about that, because, you know, Roman forts where you can see the internal arrangements that we couldn't before, or roads running into them and associated sites around right. them. So it's building up the picture of the landscape that makes it really interesting.
Well, that's good to see. There is a little bit of a silver lining to this drought and heat.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Bewley.
Thanks very much.
You're
Bye.
Welcome. Stay cool. Dr. Robert Bewley, Director of Endangered Archaeology in the Middle East and Northern Africa, University of Oxford, staying up late for us.